Abilene Christian University is bringing staff back onto campus after more than 3 months of most employees working from home. The university is on track to welcome students back to campus the last week of August. Early on in the COVID-19 pandemic, ACU established 3 working teams focused on different aspects of the university's response. Today, I'm talking with ACU President Phil Schubert about the school's plans and the recent cases of the virus. So let's start by talking about COVID-19 cases. On July 1st, we reported that 14 ACU students in Abilene had tested positive. Can you update me on that?
Well, we have a website that produces those numbers daily, and I haven't looked at the number today, but I believe that is a, I think I saw the last number I saw was 12 cases, ACU-related cases in Abilene. But it is on off of our main webpage, and it's a COVID numbers update, which is accessible to anyone.
So tell me about the approach to testing specifically. What is the plan? And I know the ACU is trying to get supplies to have plenty of tests available. Tell me how that's gone.
It's gone really well. We actually have an unlimited amount of tests available. I think we're starting with several thousand on hand and have the ability to increase that if need be. Our approach is going to be to let everyone know that student, faculty, or staff, they have the ability to choose to be tested at any point. So if they want to be tested, they can do that through the ACU Medical Clinic. And then, of course, we would strongly encourage anyone who's showing symptoms to be tested. So our approach is going to be voluntary testing for anyone who would like it, and then testing where there are symptoms. And then if we have someone who tests positive, we will conduct all the appropriate tracing methodologies to identify others that might also need to be tested to ensure their safety and well-being.
It would seem like having a few cases pop up over the summer would kind of present an opportunity to test some of the protocols that the teams have been developing while campus is relatively empty. I'm curious about what the administration has learned this summer as they've been able to respond to these early cases.
I think one of the key things we've learned is how important it is to conduct the tracing fairly immediately. Obviously, there's a lot that you can get a handle on if you have timely information and can communicate clearly and quickly with those that an infected individual might have come in contact with. And then you can create a bubble, if you will, around those individuals, making them aware of the situation, asking them to self-quarantine, testing where appropriate. And so I think speed of reaction has been one of the big things that we've identified as incredibly important to controlling the spread of the virus when, in fact, you have someone who tests positive.
So is ACU doing its own tracing, or is the health department?
Yes, so we have, I believe, about 15 individuals who we identified and who agreed to undergo the CDC training regimen for the specific methodology behind tracing. So we have those individuals. We're considering needing to expand that group just in an anticipation of the workload that we could find ourselves needing to navigate in the fall with an increased number of cases. But there is a very specific methodology and very specific techniques to conducting tracing thoroughly. And thankfully, the CDC has put out a training regimen for that, and we have a number of people here on campus that have taken that training and are prepared to fill that need for us.
So ACU has had students taking their classes online and a lot of employees working from home essentially since spring break, which was in early March. University is bringing staff back onto campus. I believe there are around 1,900 employees. How will campus be different for folks who have spent the last few months working from home?
Well, as you've seen from some of the communication, we are exercising appropriate social distancing, asking all of our employees and anyone on campus to do that. We are requiring masks be worn in all indoor spaces or in any outdoor space where appropriate social distancing cannot be achieved. So those are probably the things that initially everyone is going to experience is going to feel different. And then, of course, behind the scenes, there are a whole host of things that we are doing from what we've learned and certainly what we've read from the CDC and other authoritative bodies, as well as what we've acknowledged and observed other entities and educational institutions doing to try to help create a safe environment, whether that is ratcheting up with the cooperation of our housekeeping service, the level at which we're cleaning and sanitizing common spaces, you know, bathrooms, light switches, doorknobs, tabletops, those type of things. That will be visible. Where in the past, most of our custodial crew would be seen at night completing their duties, you'll see a whole lot more of those folks out during the day trying to help disinfect and sanitize common spaces. And so those are just some of the things that our campus community will notice that will be different. Certainly, they'll feel a different rhythm in terms of meetings and things of that nature. We won't have major group meetings that are occasional for the university, where we might have an all faculty, all staff meeting. Meetings of several departments, those will be avoided because of the risks that they create. So that's a few on the list.
ACU has put together three different teams looking at different aspects of responding to the pandemic: a fall contingency plan, mission and implementation, and campus health and safety. I think both parents and the community are going to be interested in how ACU plans to keep students safe. And I think specifically with campus housing, how do you keep young people safe and prevent the spread of the virus in a communal living situation like a dorm?
Well, it's very delicate, and so we first have to try to help educate the students on what they need to be doing at a personal level. So the biggest safeguard we have, I think, anywhere in dealing with the pandemic is to educate our community on what they can do as individuals, you know, frequent hand washing, wearing of masks, being conscious of proximity to others, the risk of common spaces, and being deliberate and intelligent with regard to how you conduct your personal business. That will always be the most effective strategy, is each of us doing our part, which we have a major marketing campaign that will start later this month. That's the Do Your Part campaign, and it's specifically intended to help educate and remind our community, specifically our students, of the things that we're counting on them to do to keep this environment safe. Our more institutional plans start in the classroom, where we are creating socially distanced classrooms where students will be set six feet apart. That's created a lot of logistical changes. We've had to reconfigure our classroom availability in terms of physical spaces, use spaces that have not been traditionally used for classes in order to ensure that every class is appropriately socially distanced. Of course, students will be wearing masks in class, as will our faculty, or at least some type of face covering. In some cases, those may be plexiglass shields or clear masks in order that students and or faculty could see faces. And in some cases with speech or drama, there are specific needs where we've had to really work through some different options so that we can keep everyone safe, but also recognize it's pretty important from the curricular and pedagogy standpoint to be able to see someone's face in certain disciplines and certain type of activities that they're engaging in. So we've worked hard to create unique situations that provide that safety, but also allow the key objectives of the course to be achieved and the key learning aspects for the students to be experienced. And then if you move into the residence halls, you know, we have said that we're not requiring students in their own residence hall to wear a mask in their room. If they're out in a common space, we will require that, but they're in the room with their roommate. We obviously wouldn't require them to wear a mask. And so I think that's where we really employ the students' own sense of responsibility to be careful. We are enhancing the frequency significantly of cleaning of bathrooms, doorknobs, light switches, common areas in the residence hall specifically with professional chemicals and certain specific types of treatments that are more robust in terms of fighting the bacteria and infection, and keeping it from remaining on hard surfaces as well as in the air. And so we hope that that has some impact. But then we know that some people are going to become infected, and it goes back to our previous conversation in that it's imperative that we test people and respond quickly with tracing and protocols for quarantining and isolation, which we have plans for all of those things. So when we do have someone who tests positive, we will react very quickly to ensure to minimize the contact with other individuals and hopefully the spread of the virus. And, you know, we just have to kind of help each other with good teamwork to make the situation one that that keeps it as safe as we possibly can.
What about sports?
Don't know about sports. We're waiting to hear more guidance from other conferences around the country and the NCAA. We have heard some conferences. I think the Pac-10 announced that, and the Big Ten both announced that they were going to play fall sports, but that they were only going to play conference games. So any non-conference games or competitions would be canceled. It is unclear whether that posture will reflect the critical mass of what most conferences will do. And I expect that ACU will follow the general trend of what the majority of other colleges and universities and other conferences plan to do. We will make that decision with the other schools in our conference. We have a meeting, I believe it's next Monday, to begin to narrow down that decision set and hopefully arrive at a conclusion fairly quickly.
So this situation has been pretty fluid. ACU recently shifted plans for the calendar so that students will not have a fall break and then will finish the semester online after Thanksgiving. There's a contingency committee. What are the key points that the contingency committee has put together?
Well, the contingency team is really focused on recognizing, as you appropriately note, the situation is incredibly volatile. We've seen that volatility play itself out in a whole host of ways, and we also know that it keeps us from being able to accurately and certainly predict what might happen in the fall. So while our plan is to bring students back and have the predominant majority of our classes be held face-to-face, we also understand that depending on what happens in the landscape of the pandemic, we could find ourselves in a situation to need to move the semester completely online, either for individual students, groups of students, or the entire population of ACU students. And so the contingency team was really a team focused on ensuring that we did the work necessary this summer to be able to respond to any one of those particular outcomes. We know clearly that in many classes, there might be an individual or two who test positive that need to be removed from the class, and that doesn't mean they need to be removed from their educational experience. So we've had to acknowledge the reality that all of our classes need to be able to be moved into an online form, even if it's just for a student or two at any point during the semester. Well, what that really promoted was the work to ensure that we could move all classes online, and if need be, entirely for the entire student population. We're certainly hopeful that that's not going to be the case, that we will be able to finish out the semester at Thanksgiving and to be able to enjoy face-to-face classes up until that point. But we also recognize we can't count on that and not have a plan if that ends up not being attainable.
How is the fall enrollment looking at this point?
It actually looks good at this point. Our freshman class numbers, I think we have over 900 housing deposits and new student orientation registrations, which is encouraging. Our returning student populations, the numbers in the returning student population have also been strong. We're looking at having real positive retention from one semester to the next, and that's another place where we spent a lot of time with contingency planning, with the significant uncertainty of what impact this may have on enrollment. We've been very aggressive in reaching out to families, assessing their needs, and trying to come alongside them to ensure that if they wanted to be back at ACU or here for the first time, we were able to put a plan together that they felt confident and comfortable with, whether that be financially or otherwise. And so I'm really proud of the work that our team has done, and I actually expect that we'll have a strong enrollment in the fall.
It seems like for everyone, really the hardest part of this pandemic is that it's not one single event that happens at a specific point in time. there's really no end in sight. So I'm wondering, from what you've learned so far in this process, if there's a piece of advice you might give to local business owners or organizations that are trying to navigate the pandemic.
Yeah, that's a great question. You're right. It is. There's parts of the ongoing and unpredictable nature of this that can be exhausting and incredibly taxing on a team of people. And I think the best advice I could give would be to say, you know, the best defense that any of us can have to what's taking place are a number of well thought out contingency plans that you really step back with your team, try to anticipate what the range of outcomes could likely be, and develop plans, even if not complete to every detail, but well thought out plans that would allow you to respond to each of those outcomes in a way that you feel good about, that still protect the basic nature of the business or the focus of the community, and still allow you to complete your purpose as an organization. If you do that, then you can at least sit back with some level of confidence and realize that we've done the hard work to be prepared to respond regardless of where things end up. And we can have the confidence and peace of mind of not having to worry or be anxious that maybe what we hope happens doesn't, because we know even if what we hope happens doesn't, we're prepared for what does. And I think our team has done a phenomenal job of that. As you appropriately noted, we've leveraged and engaged the expertise of a whole host of faculty and staff across the campus through all of these different teams, asking them to help us develop those plans. It's not something that a small group of four or five people can do. You really have to leverage the entire organization, allocate out, delegate the creation of those plans to groups of people, and then bring it all together into one comprehensive plan. Otherwise, you just don't have the manpower to accomplish the big task that's in front of you. But we've done that very well, and I would recommend that as a strategy for any other organization that finds themselves being taxed to navigate this very uncertain landscape.
Well, Dr. Schubert, thank you so much for your time and for sharing ACU's plans.
Great. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Phil Schubert is the president of Abilene Christian University. The university is in the process of returning staff to campus after many have worked remotely for the past several months. Classes are scheduled to resume in late August. I'm Heather Claiborne. This is KECU.